Hey there, Celebration Nation. Today I want to talk to you about asking for the sale. Now, we always know that we need to ask for the sale, and if we've done our job correctly with the questioning and the probing and the open and close probes, etc., that in fact the buyer will usually guide us towards the closing of the sale. And so we know that there's a time and a place within the sale structure for the close to actually take place. But today I want to talk to you about when you are in a predicament where you have not asked for the sale and yet you have every right to ask for the sale. This is a really interesting subject because a lot of times there is the technique part, and we know that there's sales structure. We've got to open, we've got to understand, we've got to be understood, and we've got to close. However, when you are in that sales process, there are times that you've done exactly what the buyer has asked. You've provided the information. You've gotten so good with your questioning that you're extremely clear on what it is that they need. You've offered up a couple of solutions that may work for them, and therefore they are chewing on it and digesting it, and you've had conversations and emails and meetings, and everything's gone back and forth, and the sale is progressing nicely. You've done everything right. So what happens when you've done everything right and yet the sale is at a standstill? Well, there comes a point as a sales professional that you have every right to ask for the sale. You certainly want to ask for the sale anyway, always, when the time is right. And that really is key here, folks, because sometimes we can ask for the sale prematurely. Sometimes we can ask for the sale and we haven't earned the right. But today I want to talk about the times that you have earned the right. You have been there. You have been responsive. You have answered their questions. You have asked questions and gotten down to the core of the real root of what it is that they need. You've done everything you were supposed to do as a sales professional. And yet the deal keeps just kind of stalling out, and you've asked in regards to, is there anything else that they need? Is there anything that you can help them with as far as making the decision? Then there comes that time when you simply have earned the right to ask. And so when I've had those situations, here's something that I say. Is there any reason why, John, I couldn't ask for your sale today? Now, I'm going to go and be that bold if, in fact, I feel like I've earned that right. Another way that I may say the same thing is I may say, John, you and I have met on a couple of different times, and how I understood it is that what was really important to you and your organization was this, that, and the other. And so because of that, I've been able to provide you with this, that, and the other. And as we've continued on with our dialogue and the sale has progressed, you've assured me that you've got everything that you need to make a decision. And yet I'm noticing that a decision hasn't been made. John, is there any reason why I couldn't ask you to make that decision today? That's another way to ask for the sale. So you play around with it. There's a lot of different ways to do it. But my whole message to you, Celebration Nation, is when you've done everything that you know to do as a sales professional, you have every right to then ask for the sale. For more helpful hints, feel free to check out StephanieChung.com. And in the meantime, remember, you're smarter than you think, much cooler than they ever told you. Now let's get out there and sell something.